This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray from Community Waikato, and I have with me in the studio here today Debbie Vandermee, who is the Client Services Manager, Waikato Branch for Care on Call. Kia ora, Debbie.
Kia ora. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much for the invite. I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, look, hey, I'm really excited to hear about yourself, but also about Care on Call and all of the services that you do provide out there, and just why it resonates with me too, is I've got a mum, 91-year-old mum, who's in residential care at the moment and gets amazing care.
Lovely.
But I appreciate the hard work involved, but also too how just having people that really are passionate about their mahi and just how that I suppose resonates from, you know, with my mum and helps her as she ages.
It's definitely a calling, isn't it? It's a tick box job. You know, you have to have the passion, you have to really care. So
yeah, that's true indeed. All right, so enough about me and my mum, which our audience are getting to hear all about at times. How about just a brief intro of yourself and then about Care on Call?
Well, I am the Client Services Manager for Care on Call, representing the Waikato region. I've been very fortunate enough and hugely privileged to be in the support world for 18 years. I'm also privileged to be working alongside of my wonderful two colleagues in our little office, Nipun Thomas and Santana Paidama. And yeah, just a little office, but we do great things, I would hope.
I'm sure we're going to hear all about it anyway.
So Care on Call's history. In 2009, Care on Call was founded on the North Shore in Auckland. The company started with a very small client base, which was increased consistently over the last decade as more offices were opened. And now we're all over the country. Care on Call brought their business to Palmerston North and Wellington, and then multiple other regions in the following areas. So our services, Care on Call Home Care and Community Services, focuses on supporting you and your family to help you get the most out of life. Our caregivers come to you, which is, you know, it's quite rare. It's important for people to, when they want to be surrounded by memories in their homes.
Yeah, and I think it all, you know, depends on your circumstances, doesn't it? You know, whether you're, you know, mobility-wise, I suppose, still able to live at home. But I totally understand that, you know, just being in that familiar environment. And I love hearing about the fact that, you know, you'll go to the people rather than making the people come to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's about tailoring supports to the people's needs. You know, it doesn't work for everybody, like you were saying with mum, you know. And so we adapt, and that's the reason that we meet our clients or our tangata face to face. We can sit with them, put the jug on. You know, some whānau come to me in the office, put the jug on. I've got a retired husband. He does baking, and we give out cookies. I love it. So
nothing better than a piece of shortbread and a cup of tea or coffee.
Get the old, you know, vocal cords flowing. And it's just about making sure that people are feeling comfortable in your presence as well, you know. It's a no-obligation-free assessment. Or, you know, we just do a kōrero. We can walk away from there and leave whānau, make the choices that are right for them. That's important. And the client's best interest lies at the heart of everything that we do. And everything we do at Care on Call is guided by our core values, like that you were speaking about, caring. We approach each client in a compassionate and understanding way, reliable, we build relationships with a foundation of trust. Responsive, we are proactive, flexible, and available whenever you need us. Ethical, we are principled, honest, and operate with the highest level of integrity at all times. These values are very much used when we onboard new staff members, support workers.
Yeah, we were talking offline, weren't we, I was doing a little bit of research, looking up about Care on Call on your website, and I saw those values which were front and centre, and they values that resonate with me. And I think for those people that are involved in that, you know, in that caring sort of environment, I suppose, great values to have.
Yeah, thank you. And the individual, we acknowledge and respect each client's unique needs and circumstances. We offer a variety of support in a way that is tailored, like I was saying. We have in-home care supports. We have respite cares. We provide amazing child care for families that just need that time. Or sometimes, you know, they have an injury, families or mums have an injury. We go in. I love the stories that staff come back and tell about the child care that we provide and how wonderful. We have a staff member hasn't got children, and she is amazing. We've had amazing feedback about her. So you just never know, you know. And I think one of the most important things is too that whānau choose their staff. They get to meet their staff, and they need to be able to be comfortable enough to allow them to come into their homes. Your home is your safe haven. Mm. So when you invite someone into there, you want to make sure that it's the right pick for you. We provide personal cares. Some tangata clients need support with their personal cares. That's a very private thing. Mm. It's extremely private. So you don't want four or five different staff members coming in to help you with your personal cares. It has to be really, really tailored and chosen. So we take pride in making sure that, you know, those personal care teams are small and chosen by the client. We do serious injury support and complex care. Palliative care services we also offer. Post-operative care. We have an amazing nursing team, clinical team that provides us with guidance in some of the areas as well.
So just probably picking up on the post-operative care, and that's something that probably sometimes we just don't think about, isn't it? You know, if someone has a, you know, and it could be just a sort of, you know, without knowing it, you need to go in and have an operation for some reason, and then you're discharged as soon as
and your day
you
doesn't
can.
Stop.
No.
You know, you have a family at home, you know, hubby's at work sometimes, and there's this house cleaning that needs to be done. It's not like it's the wife's, you know, job to do that, but if you are at home, those are the supports that we're able to offer and come in and just give you that hand whilst you get back up on your feet.
Yeah, and probably also too for people maybe that live on their own.
On their own.
I know what it was like just last year I had a hip replacement, and perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just thinking about a lot of people, you know, a lot older than me that, you know, maybe if they're living on their own and just, you know, sometimes you just need people to help you with things. You know, I made sure I had all the right equipment. You know, like
sometimes you don't even come home with equipment, you know.
No.
We have some tangata, some whānau that, you know, there's a waiting list for equipment. So, you know, hence the reason that we're able to just step in there. Give us 24 hours, we'll have you a team. You know, we'll get it together. We'll come and meet you and just really find out what you need. So not everybody comes home with equipment.
No, they don't indeed. Yeah. And I definitely will extol the virtues of one of those little shower stools. They are amazing for in the shower. But also to the walker, you know, like my mum's got one, right? And I'm like, oh, it's too young for one of those. But amazing, because when it comes to on crutches or one crutch and you're trying to carry a plate or a cup, so I must admit I did borrow one of those for a couple of weeks just to help get me around. Yes.
We also provide dementia care services. So we do have a variety of cares. I think it's important that, you know, when you do contact Care on Call, that a good discussion is had about what you really need and what we're able to go in and help with. We can cover just about anything, and I think we do. Individualised funding, so different streams of funding we can support with. So
just picking up on that, and I did see that on your website, and obviously it's such a crucial aspect for people to actually understand, you know, what funding opportunities are out there for them, or what funding they're entitled to.
Sure.
And I know through the disability sector, there's the Enabling Good Lives funding. Maybe you can just talk us through, you know, about that.
So we do support some tangata that do have Enabling Good Lives funding. And it's about understanding their needs, what is it they want? And so that's the reason that it's important to go and visit with whānau, sit with them, tell me what you need, what can we help with? So we are individualised funding hosts and Enabling Good Lives hosts. That means that when you come on board with Care on Call, we work for you. If you have any questions, we'll go off and we'll find the answers for you. It is a little difficult about when it comes down to purchasing for a lot of whānau, and I see there's a lot of frustration that's been going on. They have this pot of funds that, you know, okay, use it to enable yourselves to have a great life. However, there's guidelines, you know, so it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? And so we try and support whānau with the best way of being able to utilise their funds, that aligns, and it sort of keeps everybody happy and provides the tangata with the best life ability. Same with individualised funding. You know, we host funding pots, which means that we just sort of guide families and utilise any community-based services that they could use. And so it's our job to go out and support the whānau to be able to find those things and purchase a great life.
So do you also, look after people maybe that have, through ACC, had an accident or something along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a wonderful colleague in our Hamilton, Care on Call's Hamilton office, Nipun Thomas. He is the ACC manager for the contracts from ACC, client services manager, and it's about ACC reaching out and, you know, seeing if we're able to support somebody just for that period, like after operations, after surgeries, when they've gone home or, you know, suffered an injury. So we absolutely support people with ACC contracts as well. And once again, how that looks is definitely what we receive from tangata, what we receive from the client.
Yes, because I've heard it can be a bit of a minefield at times. You know, it's like, I suppose, again, it's around what you're entitled to, you know, whether it's home support, whether it's if you need to get a taxi to get to appointments, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's obviously something that your team can support the people with.
Yeah, you know, because it's not one way is for everyone, you know, and so we can have sort of guidelines that says, okay, when we get an ACC contract or IF or EGL contracts, you know, this is what we're going to do. No way. It's about the individual and finding out. That's important. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So there's lots of different services I'm hearing that Care to Call to provide to people. And look, before we finish, I'll ask you again, but right now, for anyone who is listening, what are the best contact details to contact you on?
Oh, please just look at us on our website, and also we have an 0800 number that you can call. This will link you up to all of our regions, and it will prompt which region that you're actually after. Our contact number is 0800 66 44 22. It will prompt whatever extension you would like to go to, and you'll definitely get one of us wonderful people to be able to come out and visit with you. I love to visit. I love to put the jug on if you want to come and visit me also.
And it sounds like you might bring some home baking with you at the same time.
Yes.
Very good. And just your website, it's www.careoncall.nz. So that was one word, www.careoncall.nz. Hey, that's great. How did you get into coming on board as the client services manager for the Waikato branch? How did you fall into sort of kaupapa?
Yeah, I was previously with an organisation in, I think it was just time for me to sort of take a bit of leave, and hubby and I were actually going for a lovely holiday to Greece.
Oh.
And then I heard about Care on Call and the wonderful organisation and how they support people. And I thought, I want to know more about Care on Call. And I actually heard this previously from colleagues, and there was wonderful talk about Care on Call. I looked on their website, and I see that they had vacancies, and I thought I'd be a bit cheeky. Maybe I could sort of start working for Care on Call, hopefully, fingers crossed, when we get back from holiday. And then I met my amazing general manager. And I'm not blowing smoke up a tube. I hope I said that all right. She is just absolutely amazing person. I just connected with her straight away. Her name is Christine Iser. Name drop.
Well done.
And I just had a conversation with her one day. And then told hubby we weren't going to Greece.
Oh, my goodness. How did that go down?
Well, he's a homebody anyway. He's retired. And, you know, we were business owners, you know, whilst I was still in the caring sector. So he was quite fine with it. And I haven't looked back, Roseanne. It's just amazing. And I couldn't speak highly enough about Care on Call. They just... they do right by people, and that's all you want.
Mm. And there's definitely something about being able to give back, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And to care for our community out there. I know it's, again, we were talking off air about, you know, I know your kuru was a great role model for you, and I know my parents were as well, you know, volunteering for everything you can possibly think of to help not only their whānau, but also, you know, the local community.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So shall I ask the question as to whether Greece is still on the cards or not?
Probably not.
So it sounds like maybe you were the one that wanted to go to Greece more so than your husband.
So.
Yeah, no, that's all good. You know, maybe just, you know, going back to Care on Call itself, I know we talk about it being the Waikato branch. So what do we mean? Where, you know, if I'm living in, you know, Otorohanga or Raglan, or how far do you cover? What's your catchment area as such?
It's the same as the DHB. And my understanding is that right over to...
the Coromandel?
Yes, and over to Turangi. That way, so it's the same as the DHB.
Same as the Waikato DHB, big catchment area.
Yes.
All right. So for anyone that's, living, you know, not just Hamilton centric, it's definitely across the greater Waikato Rohe. So if anyone is wanting that, you know, support, and I know on your website you've got a really extensive description of all the different services that you do provide. I mean, obviously we've talked about the home care and the personal care. Another one was around respite care. So what does sort of that mean?
So respite, we're able to go into... so we have whānau, and maybe they have a loved one and they just haven't been... for example, I'll just give you an example, obviously no names. We have a husband and wife who cares for their son.
Mm-hmm.
They have never been on holiday together. And so hubby will go off on holiday week or two, come back, and their mum would go. So respite means that Care on Call are able to go into your home and to care for your loved one whilst you go off and you have yourself some respite.
Wow, that's amazing. Because I know, again, I think about it from a rest home perspective.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, sometimes whānau, they'll, not, I shouldn't say put their loved one in, but their loved one will be, you know, placed into a respite care ward or room at a rest home facility for maybe a week, so they can go off. But you're saying that you actually have staff that will actually go into the home and stay with the loved one while the whānau do go off.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's an amazing service that, you know, you provide in that space.
And even in rest homes, you know, we have tangata that you can't get that one-on-one. It's missing. So you go in there, and I have the utmost respect to the staff that work in rest homes. But they're not able to provide one-on-one to the person because they have so much other things that needs to be done. You know, they're very, very busy. We go into rest homes and we're able to provide that. We're able to pick up your loved one. Not pick up, but, you know, spend time with your loved one out of the rest home, go to a cafe. We go and we have staff that do walking classes, and then, you know, they go back to the rest home when it's all done, but it allows them to have that one-on-one time. It's very important.
It is, and a lot of that is around that stimulation, isn't it? You know, and you know, just having that conversation with someone else, or just going outside and being stimulated by the environment. I mean, that's a plays a massive part, doesn't it? Is just getting that outside, and if they're in a wheelchair, it's just that getting out, and the whole senses come into play then, don't they?
But you'd be surprised at how many people we support with that. And I think it's just wonderful. It's needed, definitely.
It is, and that's why I consciously always try and go and see my mum 2 to 3 times a week, and then at least once on the weekends I'll go and pick her up and just take her for a drive.
Nice.
You know, you hear about the old Sunday drive.
Beautiful.
Out there. Yeah. But, you know, just again, it's just that stimulation for them, you know, whether out in the countryside, you know, the changing of the colour of the trees, you know, that's an amazing time.
Yeah.
Or when the cherry blossoms are in full bloom. I think we sometimes undervalue, you know, the environment and
what's
how it can stimulate
doorstep?
Us. Oh,
you know,
totally.
Who
so we
needs
don't have
to go to Greece.
I know. I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah, maybe. You know what's the old saying about see your own country first, or see your own backyard first before you go. You go anywhere else. All
exactly.
Right. We've got a few more minutes to go. So what else can we talk about that we can share?
Care on Call is not just in the Waikato, though. They're all over New Zealand, you know. Not they're all over the New Zealand, but it's supporting all over New Zealand, all over the Motu.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, you know, when you ring the 0800 number, it'll give you the right region. You may not even be in the Waikato. I'm not too sure how far we're going to reach today, but we definitely can support in a
And as you said, the 0800 number and the website address will go to the national office as such, and then you can be directed to wherever. So if we've got, you know, if you've got whānau out there in different areas of Aotearoa, you can also look at picking up the services from there as well.
Right.
Probably just want to touch on the palliative care side, and I'm seeing more and more people wanting to care for their loved one
at home,
or else it's actually the loved one themselves, their wishes to actually just be at home, rather than a more sterile clinical setting as such.
So
you were saying you obviously have staff that do support in that space.
Yeah. So we have also, we have a very supportive training team that provides staff with, you know, their levels, equity levels, and so the being able to provide that type of care. So our clinical team will guide us in that area. You know, if we have a referral that has come through and it is for palliative care, then we definitely hand it on to the clinical team. Clinical team will definitely have some input and guide us in that area to ensure that we have the right people for the job or for that support.
And we so often, you know, rightly or wrongly, you know, you have friends or whānau who've had to, you know, utilise palliative care for a loved one, and they just talk about the amazing people that come in to support them. And obviously, you know, you have need to look at, sort of prescribing different medicines and stuff like that. So you've obviously got to have someone who's got the skill sets and the knowledge in that space, don't you?
And we have clinical staff all over the Motu also that can support with that, you know. And if we don't have the staff at that level to be able to, you know, because there's different types of medication administering that's required. We've got clinical staff in every region also.
I know the word sort of doesn't really mean to a lot, but, you know, it's sort of like a way you're a one-stop shop, aren't you?
Pretty much,
whether it's just needing that home care, personal care, whether it's that respite care, which is just so important for our whānau to have, you know, whether it's, you know, that's serious injury, you know, just all of a sudden a serious injury or post-operative and you need that care when you come back home. Dementia care, and obviously this one, and of course, you know, with our population and our older population living a lot longer, this one is definitely so much in need now, isn't it?
It is, and you know, we do support clients tangata in their own homes when it is dementia care, or in the rest homes, and we go and spend time with them, you know. And that's about really making that connection and that relationship with family, the wider group, in order to support that person. Because, you know, one day is different to the next.
Most definitely.
Isn't it?
And it's so hard on both the loved one themselves, but also their whānau, and seeing that change, unfortunately, you know, and quite progressively at times as well. And as you say, who knows, one day is not the same as the next. Not sure what you're going to be facing. All right, look, we're nearly finished. We've got about a minute to go. So it's been so interesting talking all about Care on Call and the amazing services that your team provide, not only just our Waikato Rohe, but across Aotearoa as well. So, look, Debbie, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with me today and sharing all about your amazing organisation and the mahi that you do provide out there. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited, Roseanne. Thank you very much.
No, you are welcome. All right, so that is the end of our podcast and show for today. So thank you, everyone, for listening to us. We hope you have a great day, and also a fantastic Christmas for those of you that are probably nearly ready to finish work or finish school if you haven't already. We hope you have an amazing festive season and look forward to coming to you again in 2026. So ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.